Hey, my friends, and welcome back. If you haven't been here before, my name is Amanda Jupiter Anderson, and today I am going to talk with you about Operation Mountain Guardian. And this is something that I spoke about back in 2012, and nobody wanted to listen to me. This is a time when the movie, Conspiracy Theory came out. So, you know, I get it why people kind of pushed this information away, but I'm getting ready to tell you guys what you need to know about Operation Mountain Guardian. I'm getting ready to tell you what you guys need to know about Operation Mountain Guardian, which started in September 2011, and this was the most bizarre undercover exercise ever. And by the way, they did the same thing in New York about a month later, and I covered this as well too, and people just didn't give a crap at the time because they couldn't relate it to anything. And I just said, here it is. Here's how it can be used against us. But it wasn't well received because the movie Conspiracy Theory just came out, like I said before. Anyway, I think now people will listen to this. I'm going to say this before I get into it. If you have contact tracing on your phone, get rid of it now, you guys. Get rid of it. Oh, it might be exactly what they say they use it for. You know, oh, we got to find out who you came in contact with or who's been in contact with you in case you've been exposed or someone's exposed you unknowingly. These are things that they're going to say. But this is the biggest police state tool ever in the world. I'm telling you what happened in Operation Mountain Guardian along the Rocky Mountains in Colorado. It really tells you how bad this can get. So first, let's look at the superficial part of Operation Mountain Guardian. The Denver International Airport was shut down for 3 days. Okay, 3 days. And dignitaries such as Obama, top-level government officials, and high-level corporate officials all descended on DIA, which is the airport, the Denver International Airport. They all descended on this airport in their private transportation, and they disappeared. Where did they go? Where did they disappear to? Well, we know about the elaborate tunnel system. We all know this is right. I'm hoping everybody knows this. I spoke to a lady when I was in Aurora, Colorado, and she was a digger. She was a backhoe operator. And she told me, yeah, I was down in DIA for a while. And she said that they were digging down around there, probably about a mile deep. I said, what were you digging? And she said, tunnels, you guys. Then she started talking about a rumor about a boring machine, which we all know now as a nuclear boring machine. We all know it exists now. I didn't know about it back then. And she gave me details about how extensive it was. She was like, oh yeah, one day they had transportation. They must have taken me 50 or 60 miles south. And she said, and they had a device waiting there for me. And I did my work, and I said, oh, wow, come to none of this is reported. How come none of this is reported? This is what I said to her. How come none of this is reported? And she said, we all had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So under DIA, I learned a real practical lesson. She gave me great details, you guys. And I had been in media back then, and even had, you know, been doing things online. And we would have definitely continued this conversation. She was very interesting and very locked in. She even told me that she didn't like what she was seeing, that it made her very uncomfortable, and that she had very bad feelings about it. She said DIA Denver International Airport is a spooky place. Well, I'm sure that these dignitaries 20 years later were disturbed to wherever the tunnel transportation system goes. It goes to 29 Palms Moon, a lot of different places. And these people just disappeared for 3 days. And not only that, all air travel was shut down. Think about it, guys. Question everything, my friends. So what do we know? Well, in 2011, Operation Mountain Guardian announced a nice little poster and even ran a couple of PSAs in the local media. Didn't attract too much attention, but here's where it got really bizarre, okay? This is where it gets really bizarre. FEMA started showing up at Denver Elementary School, and they started taking kids out of school. Now, first of all, it literally takes an act of God and a parent's signature to get a kid out of school. It's not easy to just take a kid out of school. You just can't come and say, hey, I'm here for John Doe and he's coming with us. I mean, no. Where's your warrant? Have you notified the parents? Well, you're going to have to wait until the parents come. That's what a responsible school administrator is supposed to do. And I understand that some of them did try to do that and they were bullied. And I don't care. I would have said, just take me to jail because this is kidnapping until it's formal. But they grabbed these kids out of school. They took them to Sports Authority Field where the Denver Broncos play, you know, their home football games at. At least then they did. And Aaron Dykes was there. And I think his videos have been removed. But he was there and he was company covering for InfoWars. And they were really locked in. They knew it was coming. I kind of happened across this because I happened to know a nurse's family who was contracted to work at the Sports Authority Field that day. And the family said, have you heard about this, Amanda? And I said, no. At the time, I was living with someone who used to have pretty high intelligence in the military, but said no to the family that I'd never heard of it. That was my first alert to InfoWars and Aaron Dykes, and Aaron was there, and he was interviewing a crisis actor. Yes, they hire people to be crisis actors in the midst of riots and crisis. So, not always are those people that you see on the news actually in real crisis. They are acting, and they are being paid to do it. There's proof of this happening in the past. Wake up, people. Question everything. And stop believing everything that the lamestream media news tells you because it's all a bunch of lies. There's proof that the media lies. Okay, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I get passionate about it because people should be telling the truth. So yeah, this crisis actor in 2011, this woman was hired to play the part of an upset parent that could not get their kids and her job was to go to the gate and cuss at the people and threaten the people. Take files and folders and throw them up in the air. Just act crazy and upset and act like an angry parent. That's what she was paid to do. The one thing you can't do when you're paid as a crisis actor is shoot somebody. And they were joking about what she was going to do. So by midday, they didn't have to have a crisis actor, you guys. They didn't need any of them. Because when Mama Jones showed up to take her boy Roy to the dentist that day for a 1 o'clock dentist appointment in the afternoon, well, I'm sorry. The government came and got your kid. Could you imagine your reaction if you showed up to an elementary school and you were told someone showed up to take your kid? They didn't need crisis actors because the parents went absolutely crazy. There was a huge incident that they had to call in the police. It was just crazy. Now, They didn't do anything wrong with the kids. The kids, you know, they got fed. It was like they were on a field trip, and they were sitting in math class, so they probably didn't mind it too much themselves. That's not the point. Even sometime later, they did the same drill in New York in the stadium, the Giants stadium where the New York Giants play football. It was a pretty remarkable experience. Now, by 2011, I was pretty dialed in, so when I heard about this happening in New York, I was like, whoa. I knew there would be entrapments, FEMA camps. You need food, you need water, you need protection, you know, against the unsafe elements out there. Does this sound familiar now to you? Well, to tell you, I was talking about this back in 2011. I said, there's gonna come a day in this country where the lack of police protection that could lead you to want to seek safety inside a camp. And this is not a camp that you want to go to, okay? I'm stressing this. You do not want to go to these camps. In 2014, I discovered the medical martial law camps from the document ESF number 8, which I'm now into ESF number 14. And it's oftentimes separating families. This is scary for us who have families, who have children. I'm not telling you this to scare you. I want you to be aware of this and get rid of any tracking devices on your phone. And I thought, how could this really be misused in terms of the potential threat? So I took a look into that. And when I looked at this, I said, wow, they could take our kids and use us to come and get our kids. And if your name is on that list too much, then they could come after us. They could haul us right in there at the gate. They don't have to come to door to door. They've used your kids to get to you, and they've got you where they want you. And at this time, I was really looking hard at the FEMA camps. This is before FM 39.4 came out, which is the Army field man that issued detailed description of what FEMA camps are like. Oh, and by the way, the UN won't be running them, just in case you're wondering. That's an official government document. Oh, and by the way, they'll put snipers on the roof to kill protesters and the leaders of protesters. But this is a way to lower the parents, and that's why they hired the crisis actors, because a part of the drill was to arrest them, the parents. They had an ad for this once. It's no longer anywhere on the internet, and it just showed like helicopters over Denver. We could see the mountains, and it seemed harmless enough, but it was not a harmless exercise. It was about quarantining top officials in times of trouble. That was number one for the 3-day shutdown of the Denver airport and the disappearance of these officials. And then number two, it was about how to get the parents in the camps. I don't care what else they said they were doing. I've talked to nurses who participated in the drilling and medical staff on hand. And if you ever go to a medical martial law camp, they do not have provisions for medical personnel. There are 17 federal organizations that are involved, including the United Nations and HHS. It's the lead agency in this human health service. And if you go there to this camp, you are not ever going to be treated medically. No Doctors Without Borders are there. Only the Red Cross that just transports equipment. They had details in these documents about how they get you into camps. If you are concerned about contact tracing apps, this is the time to get rid of these apps. These tracking, tracing apps. Get rid of them. During the H1N1 scare, they were practicing these vaccination provisions, and if they found you were non-compliant, they would give you a chance to comply with this all part of the drill. They would put the kids on the bus, the moms and dads on another bus, 3 different sets of buses transfer you to an Operation Mountain type of setting. And this was a drill that they practiced during the H1N1 epidemic. So this was actually 2 years before the Operation Mountain Guardian, and these people talking about it were extremely upset and afraid of being exposed for being, you know, a source. And I'll never reveal anything about these people or their identities, and never will. I am simply here to make you aware and prepare you, because this is coming. This has been planned. This has all been written. This is all part of their agenda. And I'm simply here to just make you guys aware and tell you to please prepare. Because if you're not prepared, then you're going to be forced into following this. And it's scary. It's scary. And it's only going to get uglier before it gets better. However, there is hope. It will get better. It will get better, loved ones. Love always wins, but just be prepared, because it's about to get ugly across the whole entire United States. I don't care where you are, unless we all come together and stand up and say, we ain't having it. Like, no, we are not having this. This is a real problem in America. They have rehearsed this, and now they have the ability to separate families. And if you look at what contact tracers are doing, it's crazy. We are several months into this crisis, and in this crisis, contact tracing is only useful in the first week. You don't even get 30 days out of contact tracing. The only use they use it initially is because it's a rough estimate of the scope of the problem you're dealing with. This is an excuse. There has got to be an agenda here. Think about it. Think about it. And I think that agenda was practiced in these roadblocks. They did this in Indiana as well, too. There was a doctor who participated in one of these drills in Indiana. So people are coming out about participating in these drills. Why would they do a drill? Well, they're doing a drill to practice and prepare to carry out their agenda. And they're going to say they're doing this to protect the people, to keep us safe. And it's a total lie. It's all about control. It's all about their agenda. What I'm basically telling you today, right now, as we are entering a very powerful time, there are people who would not hesitate to kill millions to get control of this country. They would not hesitate one second. They will employ any use of technology. And I don't fault those who genuinely believe in their mission. They are just being misguided. But then there are people who use this situation to create a police state. You know, do things like break up the American family, arrest people they don't like, people who make trouble. Operation Mountain Guardian, with contact tracing as the spearhead. See, technology is neutral. This is one of the things I want you to understand. This whole thing is not necessarily evil in its creation, but anything that's neutral can be used for good or bad. So you guys, keep in mind, I have so much more to talk about on this. However, I have to get off of here right now. Have a beautiful, blessed, and creative day, and I will finish this and speak with you guys again soon. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.